Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Hi, boys and girls. This is the new, brand new, first episode of the, well, not first episode, but it's the first installment of the Entertainment Earth Classic Sci-Fi Movie Podcast. Again, I'm Adam Paulus, and I'm here to tell you about old movies that you probably should have seen by now, or you might have seen by now or not. Just so you know, there may be spoilers in this podcast, and for the most part, I'm going to look at movies that are probably 20, 30 years old. So really, I'm not going to be spoiling much. You should have seen these movies by now. Anyway, this week we're going to start off with a look at the Planet of the Apes sequel. Not the remake, but the sequel. Back in the 1960s, they made the original Planet of the Apes movie, which had Charlton Heston and Roddy McDowall, and was generally a pretty awesome movie. But here's the kicker. It was so popular, they needed a sequel. And they needed to come up with something like a good idea to do a sequel. And there were all kinds of ideas floating around. Do we go take some ideas from the book? Do we go back to the original screenwriter? What do we do? And the answer they went for was, instead of just saying, well, let's have the men come back and fight the apes, let's have mutants, let's have psychic things, let's have war, and let's have James Franciscus, because Charlton Heston really doesn't want to do this movie all that much. So in 1970, Beneath the Planet of the Apes was released. This is an interesting movie. It's a lot of war stuff, a lot of interesting things reflective of the time. For example, as the gorillas go off to fight the menace in the Forbidden Zone, and I assume you've seen the first Planet of the Apes movie at this point. If you haven't, you should go see it right now. And the interesting thing about this is that the apes go to war, and there are chimpanzee hippies. There's a bunch of chimpanzees sitting around like, hey man, don't go to war, and all that stuff. And they've got signs, and they're chanting, and they're having a sit-in. It's an ape protest. Where else are you going to see that? And there's a lot of old ruins of old New York. So kind of like what you see in Futurama on the underground cities. That was kind of, this is one of the places that inspired that. There were also underground mutants. Very cool. Well, they're there. One of the neat things is during one of the big battle sequences, they just redressed a set from Hello Dolly, which is pretty fascinating. Especially if you're in the toy business, where a big part of it is how do you reuse something you've already done? And in the movies, I do that too every now and again. There's a lot of famous sets that are used for lots of things. But the big battle in Beneath the Planet of the Apes, of course, has that. So that was pretty cool. The actors are pretty much the same as the first movie. You have Kim Hunter. You have Maurice Evans as Dr. Zaius. You've got James Franciscus as Brent. Charlton Heston is only at the very beginning and the very end of the movie because he didn't really want to do a sequel, and they managed to find a way to let him appear just a little bit and still have his name on the poster without actually making him do too much. And there are some new characters involved as well, and I won't spoil what happens to all these characters, although I will tell you it's an explosive conclusion. And the most interesting thing about this movie is it looks like they paint themselves into a corner, but they actually do find a way to make more movies. After Beneath the Planet of the Apes were three more ape sequels. Escape from the Planet of the Apes, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, and Battle for Planet of the Apes. Following that were two TV series, one live action, one animated. And I like these movies a lot. They're a lot of fun. They're pretty low budget. You can see some really bad special effects. Like when I watched this stuff back when I was in high school at midnight on the Disney Channel, you could tell that some of the masks in this movie were just really cheap pullover chimpanzee masks. They didn't look very good. And I just watched it in Blu-ray. And let me tell you, it's fantastic because you can see a lot of the flaws. But it's still a really fun movie. The story is entertaining. The pace is brisk. Highly recommend checking it out if you're looking into seeing some old science fiction movies. And the best thing about Beneath the Planet of the Apes is if you don't get it in the big box set, it's only about $10 on Blu-ray and the DVDs are really cheap. So check it out. It's a classic. And, trivia fans, take note. This is the only Planet of the Apes movie that does not feature Roddy McDowall in the role of Cornelius or Caesar. It's somebody else plays him. But according to the documentaries I've been watching, Roddy eventually dubbed the voiceover, so most people probably would never notice there was much of a difference. I had a hard time telling anyway. So that's it. That's been the first Entertainment Earth science fiction movie podcast thing. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. And I will see all you guys next time. If you have a suggestion for a sci-fi movie that I should watch and tell you about, or one you'd like to know more about, you can email me at adam@16bit.com or tweet me, Twitter, and to Earth. Good night.